Well, when it gets about 3 weeks or more old, you got the pride then. And you got to have that time all of that sweet comes in again. You have a sweet, two sweet, I say. That you plow with, you just can be with your plow up. I can't name the numbers of the plowing thing like it should be. I can't, just can't remember it now. But anyway, you guys wind up. Bags wind up.
Well, check it. I may be swimming on so dry.
You may be. Then you plow your cotton or you plow your corn, and then you get your hoe and you chop it. Well, corn, you can pull it out to thin it out, because if you plant it with your hand, which was dropping like I told you, it was gonna be too thick.
Yeah.
And if you drop it with if you plant it with the plant, it still was gonna be too thick. If you plant it with the plant, you put out it over here.
Uh-huh.
If you plant it with your hand, you might have to put out two or three here.
Yeah.
Because it couldn't be but by one wheel or two, so many, about a foot apart.
Mm-hmm.
In order for your cone to grow up and bear and turn out where you can harvest it good. So that's what I mean, grow up and be full of a big, healthy year, full year, live year, whatever it is. So that's when you had to stop that cone and you had to turn it out. But you didn't chop cone with one, but you would try it from about 4 to 5 times to long about. Now this would be done in the month of April, May, and June. Last June, you would lay that cone back. Sometime maybe the last of May, if it was early cone, if you planted this cone in March, it would be early cone. And it would come up, now long about June, it would start to pack. Well, when it started, the first thing it's going to do, tassel and shoot. But when it tassel and shoot, in about 3 weeks from then, you have roots in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay. And about 3 weeks after then, the cone is hard. You can't eat. You know, not, and you just get ready then for the harvest. You're going to dry, it's going to dry, and then next year, in October, you gather that corn.
Huh?
You pull the corn and put it in the crib. And then you feed, you shed it, and you take it and make meal out of it. We used to share corn. So I'm on a Monday night, I said, I didn't want to shed it. Spread that corn used to stay in the crib and get full of weevils.
Uh-huh.
Corn weevils. And we used to share that corn, pick out the best weevils and shed it outside of the crib. And many days and shut the corn. And look up, and look, I was in the crib one day, one time. And saw a snake and hopped out of the crib. I did, I hopped out of the crib, I heard myself. But I got out of there for a snake guy because I was afraid of snakes.
Let me see.
But anyway, that's where they come, but you have that time when it gets full, it gets dry, you